Hey, good morning, you guys.
From beautiful Hawaii.
That's right. You can probably hear the birds outside, but we just woke up this morning and just, I hardly had a strong impression on my spirit to just felt like you all needed to hear you have permission. Permission for whatever you have been feeling stirring up in your heart to either release or move towards, or whatever movement you have been feeling, this shift inside, and maybe there's been just resistance in you where you're like, okay, well, I know what I'm gonna have to give up, or I know what this may cost me, or I know there's relief on the other side of this thing, and I know it's where my heart's pulling me. And of course, this is in a righteous way, right? Not you're choosing to go jump off the cliff or go into some relationship that you know you're not supposed to be in. But we're talking about there is a major shift, and I know it's a cliche word, whatever. There's a major shift going on, but there really is a turning going on that's almost like you're turning the dial as a whole in the earth, to where the earth is ascending and rising, and it's causing this shaking, this release. And because it's like where oxygen is filling up in the plane, so to speak, and that plane is ready to take off, and it is taking off, and you don't have a choice anymore to kind of hold on to the anchors or things that are tying the plane down anymore.
Like a hot air balloon.
Or a hot air balloon. I mean, there's countless analogies, but this pulling you're feeling inside, where either stuff is coming up because the light is getting brighter and things are getting exposed either in you or around you or both. And I just want to encourage you, you have permission to release these things, even though it doesn't make sense logically. Or your mind is saying, yeah, but if you let these friends go, yeah, but if you let this relationship go, you're going to be lonely. Or if you let that go, what's going to fill it, you know? And so it's bringing you into this unknown state. But at the same time, if there's movement, then there's more coming for you. But if we keep holding on to these corks, so to speak, or these anchors, we're going to miss the expansion and the growth and the purpose for why we're feeling the way we are. Yeah. So
yeah, and here's how this works. Let's dive into this just for a minute, because it just really brought something to my attention again. And we talk a lot about this, where the whole of humanity is awakening,
mm-hmm.
meaning that God is revealing his spirit through love in so many dimensions right mm-hmm. now, in so many ways that people are automatically ascending and awakening, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah.
So the collective whole is waking up to love
mm-hmm.
and seeing that nothing else is working. And so this is why you see this, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, is happening right now for the purpose of revealing what's been programmed and conditioned into us to the point to where it is actually holding us back, like she said, with anchors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can choose to side with the 3D side of those subconscious programming things that say, I don't want change. I don't like how it feels. I don't want to ascend. I am so used to my program. I'm comfortable with my program. And I want to stay right there. And so then those people begin to double and triple down in their anchoring. Do you notice that on the news? Do you notice that around you? The political scene, the religious scene, and then your scene. Look at your family. Look at the news. Look at all these things that are going on. And you see that to the average egoic mind, the average programmed mind, they will look at these things and say, the world is going in reverse. It's descending instead of ascending.
Yeah. And that's the message of the subconscious, because it doesn't support change.
That's right. And so the truth of the matter is, you guys, is that love is the highest, quote, goal, if you will. But love is the highest ascended place, because it is God.
Yeah.
So because love is God, God is love, then it's the highest vibrational frequency stance, if you will, in the earth and the cosmos. that says come up higher, and it's always expanding
and growing.
Remember, the kingdom of God is ever expanding. It doesn't decrease. It doesn't go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, humanity in human skin is ascending. Now, people will fight against it because of those subconscious programs. We'll fight against it because of ego. We'll fight against it because our woundedness says, no, no, I don't want to go there. But how many of us know and realize that love wins the day? And so it's always going to be the higher frequency, the higher vibration that says, come up here. And we have a choice to make. We have full permission, like Amy said. We have full permission to go into our creative flow, to take the next step, to stay in the conscious now, to realize and expand that, wait a minute, creativity is calling us every single moment.
Right. Yeah. And the permission to really release stuff right now. I just, again, I'm really feeling this strongly about releasing and letting go of even good things. Things that have crowded out your time or your space or are just at a lower frequency and they're not willing to come up where you're going. And so, again, if you haven't heard our message about ascension anchors, I encourage you to hear that, where we touch on that more. If you have people in your life or things and they're tying you down and holding you down from growing and expanding and coming up higher, and again, you have permission to just release that. As hard as it is, I know it's hard, and you know it can hurt. You can feel rejected, and you can feel like there's something wrong with you, like, well, why don't these people want to be in my life anymore, or why are they pulling away? Well, it's actually you're pulling up higher, and they don't want to go where you're going because they've built a comfortable situation. And because your light is getting brighter, and this is the thing, you've got a universal dim switch on the earth, and the light is going up, and things are getting brighter and brighter, and it's exposing a lot of stuff. You know, people look at it two ways. They're like, oh, the world's getting darker and more evil. It's like, no, the light switch is being turned on and it's going up higher. And what that does is it exposes things. So then people buckle down, double down, and want to run and hide in the hills and want to protect their things, right?
Yeah, so they get angrier, they get more violent.
Because things are getting exposed. And some of them don't even realize, why is this going on inside of me? Why do I feel so irritable?
It's kind of like a cockroach, you know. You have cockroaches in Hawaii, and when you turn Texas. On the lights, you have them a lot of places, right? But you turn on the lights, and what do? They freak out.
They go scurrying behind a dark place.
That is likened unto our egoic stance. It will freak out if it doesn't want to ascend. This is why it's so important, you guys, to be pliable and teachable and flexible. To say, hey, whatever it takes to integrate me, whatever it takes.
That's exactly. And that is what's going on right now, too, is this whole integration of soul and spirit upon the whole earth, where we are all, every human being is being called to awaken and remember who they are, that they're an infinite being, that we're not just this human being on this earth having a life experience. We are a spiritual being in an earth suit, growing in maturity and expansion within time and space, and learning about how amazing the power of love is beyond what we could in an instant of experiencing love. There's so many different factors to it, but it's also, so light can also represent fire, right? In a good way. You know, you have where it talks about in the word about the tested metals, you know, or you put in fire. So are your works or your acts or things that you've surrounded your life with, are they the straw, wood, stubble, or are they the precious metals, the gems and gold, precious metals, precious stones that will last and become even more pure within the fire? And so it's like, not so much to use the word fire, but like light. Because light is a powerful energetic frequency that it goes in and gets in the crevices of everything. And so I think, you know, what you could be feeling right now is this removal of the wood, straw, hay, stubble. in your life, whether it's business, friends, relationship, religion, anything that doesn't represent the kingdom of God, of Christ consciousness, of pure love, of eternal value is being tested right now.
Yeah, and don't think for a moment that God is not revealing unconditional love to people before they know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
Think about this, guys. Really think about this. We have heard several people that have influence online talking about unconditional love as if they knew exactly Jesus, who Jesus is, but they don't name his name. Now, why couldn't God allow that awakening, them to awaken to unconditional love? And then Jesus goes, ta-da, it's me.
Exactly.
After the fact, just like he gave the people that he walked with miraculous intervention, gave them miracles before they really knew him.
Yeah, because you experience love, right? And in that experience, you discover the person.
That's right.
And so again, I think that's another thing that we have to choose to give permission for, is to not be getting so nitpicky over language and words and claiming they can't be knowing God, or these people in the spiritual movement outside of the church can't be experiencing God, or, you know, they're calling him source and they're calling him the universe and all these things. Again, you guys, let's not get tripped up over language. God is so much bigger than that. They very well may be experiencing him, because their fruits are sure showing it in a lot of ways.
Man. They're light years ahead of us in some cases,
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. And so, and here we are claiming the name of Jesus, claiming the name of Jehovah. But yes, yet we're stuck in our judgments and not standing in the finished work. And we're and nitpicking and comparing and fighting for positions in the church and
programs.
And, all these things. God says you'll know them by their love for one another, you know, and the fruits of the Spirit. And so we're all
in him. And those can
him.
Emanate. Yeah, those can emanate in someone. Again, we're infinite beings. So why couldn't those things emanate and come through someone before they actually know who's doing it, or who's wooing them, or who's courting them,
exactly.
so to speak? And guys, if we don't think that God has that kind of capacity to do that,
and compassion,
then we have a small God in our minds, in our lives, because God can do whatever he wants to do to reveal himself.
That's right.
You know, just like he's revealing himself to Muslims, to the Muslim world. He's revealing himself to people all over the world in ways that are so unconventional and so non-religious that it would blow the cork right off your doctrine.
Exactly.
Yeah. It really would. And we have to be open to say, I could just see somebody sitting there with their 9-inch thick Bible saying, but we'll get deceived, brother. We'll be deceived. Go and listen to our teaching on deception.
Yeah, our last one.
Are you deceived?
Mm-hmm.
Are you afraid of being deceived? Because if you know and realize that God is leading you by love, if love is leading you, and you know it's not evil, you can feel the difference between dark and light energy.
That's right.
Then we're being led by the Spirit of God. We're being led. We're being drawn. We're being pulled into.
Yes. And allow each individual.
A relationship.
Allow each individual to be led. You know, something the Lord has always taught me too, is he goes, leave the timing to me. We can't manipulate. I mean, yes, there's some things there than the time and the now, and you can collapse time and all that stuff. But when it comes to a person's will, you've got to leave the timing of things to the Lord and that individual, and not write them off because they didn't, you know, say a salvation prayer that was actually invented by a man. Where do you find that in scripture? It was
formula.
Just, it was a good idea, right? But that now people believe is scripture. You try to find it, right? It's about the turning of the change of the heart. And, again, these are things that God is shining the light on in us to really let go of, again, our staunch stances on things that are actually tripping up the beloveds out there. So, you know, I just want to so encourage you, release the expectations that you have on people and on yourself. release the judgments on you and on somebody else and go about your own business, minding your own business, as scripture says, living a quiet life, working with your hands.
And what is that? Working with your hands is being creative.
Exactly. It's
living consciously.
Mm-hmm. And allowing God to remove the things that are not you, that are not true to you, that you've been setting your hands to free up space. A lot of times we're having a hard time hearing God because we are so crowded within ourselves with all these energetic blocks of people we've taken on, jobs we've taken on, people's concerns and issues we've taken on. We have crowded ourselves up with all this stuff. And God is doing a clearing. He is calling us to clear these things out of us by releasing and letting go. Paddles up.
Yeah.
And let his current be the one that is guiding you now over your reason and logic, over obligations, over I should because my pastor said I should, or if I don't do this like my pastor's asking, I'm going to miss the shot to have a position. I've got to build trust. I've got to build rapport. All this strategy.
Your pastor is just as human as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And no disrespect, but sometimes we idolize these people to the point of our detriment.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it's dangerous to sit there and think that one man or one woman is going to have all of my best interests at heart and know the timing of my release, know the timing of my calling, mm-hmm. know the timing of my permission when they have 1,000 other people in a mega church to mm-hmm. deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible, you guys. It's just not possible. Now, you take wisdom and advice from people that have your best interests at heart, of course. Yeah.
If they love you, still bring it to the Lord.
If they love you, but you still bring it to God, and then you do what God says to do.
That's right.
You don't let man hold you back if they're saying, hey, no, you need to be here until I say it's time for you to go.
Yeah.
Do you think that they could keep track of 1,000 different people and go, oh, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. My marriage and my kids are all messed up. But, okay, it's timing now. It's your timing now.
Yeah. Or you're putting out these fleeces, these crazy fleeces like, okay, God, if I'm supposed to go do this, have my pastor walk by and say hi to me. Have my pastor say a word up on the stage. Have my pastor.
Yeah, I've all done that.
All this. And he's like, wait a minute. I'm in you. All you have to do is ask me and I'll tell you. You don't need to put all these fleeces. A lot of times we're putting fleeces out because God's already told us what to do and we're dragging our heels in the sand and our ego is needing some outside witness above the inside witness that's already been telling us. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's keep them human. Let's not put them on a pedestal. We respect and we honor just like they respect and honor everyone else in their hierarchy, right? So we respect each other.
Yes.
And we just say, okay, I'm hearing God on this. I really believe it to be God. If not, then I guess I'll just deal with that later. But I really feel like I'm hearing God and you need to take this step. And if they really love you, they'll say, hey, if you're hearing God, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't own you.
I don't know.
We're all brothers. We are all brothers and sisters, not one over the other. You're all brothers and sisters in God, in the Lord. And we are all responsible for our own journeys. And so have permission to follow the leads and prompts that you are feeling within you. You don't need to go to all your friends and the pastors and the leadership for them to all confirm to you. Yes, again, you can go bring it to your close ones, but you're also putting yourself at risk of their subtle agendas too, of not wanting to lose you
or their
conditionings or them projecting their own experiences they had when they stepped out. Well, that's not your experience. And that was something that happened to them in the past. And if you're living in the relevant, you know, things new are happening all the time. Your past experience cannot dictate to the now you. And so this is a now thing God is calling you into that you have not gone before. So it is not fair nor reliable to take a past experience and apply it to happening right now. This is new. This is you and God stepping foot by foot, walking this out. So again, just to encourage you guys, you have permission. You have permission to embrace what God's calling you to, and you have permission to let go, and you're going to be okay. You are going to be okay letting go of certain friends. You're going to be okay letting go of relationships. You're going to be okay letting go of certain religious beliefs. You're going to be okay. The biggest key is just to keep moving forward and allowing, letting the current of Christ be your river guide. Stay in that canoe with him. Stay in that kayak with him. Stay in that raft with him and paddles up and let his current keep leading you forward.
Yes.
Into the wide open spaces of his goodness.
I love you guys. Just wanted to share that message, and we'll see you on the next one. Please feel free to leave comments, leave feedback. We'd love to hear your just your thoughts on
how it's touching your life. All right, we're on the journey together, y'all. Love you tons.
Love you.
Bye.